This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.
It's a Saturday at the races, or Friday if you're listening to us late on Friday. Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. Moose, thanks for popping on. Thanks for doing this. We got races at Aqueduct and Keeneland to bring you as we are, 2 weeks away now from the Kentucky Derby as the field is getting finalized for that race. We will get into that in detail in the upcoming weeks, but still plenty of good racing and spring is here. Keeneland meet is going. It's good times in the world of horse racing.
Yeah, it's great. We've spent time talking about this time of the year in thoroughbred racing. Keeneland is a tremendous meet where you get full fields, really competitive fields, great prices. We're going to be hitting Keeneland on Saturday a little bit, touching upon the stakes race over at Aqueduct. But 2 weeks away from, I would say, it's the second best betting day for thoroughbred horse players in the calendar year, or third. Breeders' Cup Friday, Breeders' Cup Saturday, and then Derby Day. And put them whatever order that you want to put them in. But Derby Day at Churchill Downs, they're unveiling the new paddock. I've seen video of that. It's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be a really kind of wide open race where I think you make an argument for probably three or four horses that can win. That should be at the top of win considerations when you're looking at the 150th running for the Kentucky Derby. But it's a tremendous betting day overall because you've got great fields. I love the turf course at Churchill Downs. It plays even, meaning that it plays to horses come from off the pace or horses on the pace. It doesn't matter. It's not a speed favoring track. So it's really a tremendous betting day when you're looking at thoroughbred racing.
I was trying to, in my head, think about which day was best. I think this Kentucky Derby day is the best day before Breeders' Cup Saturday. You know, just because I feel like more people are watching because of the history. Like, the Breeders' Cup is great. We love it. Horse players love it. I don't think it has the domestic viewership that the Derby does. There's only one.
No, it doesn't. You're right about that. I mean, right, I'm just looking at it from a pure handicapping standpoint. I'm not talking about interest. Interest, there's more interest, and that's what leads to bigger pools, bigger pots, parimutuel wagering, because there are a lot of people that don't pay attention to thoroughbred racing. They won't on, unless there's a Triple Crown on the line, they won't pay attention on Belmont Stakes Day. I know it's going to be at Saratoga this year, the Preakness, but they pay attention. There's going to be derby parties all across this country. People pay attention to what's going on Churchill Downs in the better part of right around 2 weeks now.
As we get ready and continue this road to the Kentucky Derby, there are plenty of great stakes races just about every day, Monday through Sunday. But we are looking at Saturday. We're looking at Aqueduct. We're looking at Keeneland. And we are going to start at Aqueduct. That's race eight. And if you're in the tri-state area, a nice sign of spring is they're on the turf at Aqueduct. So,
which is great.
The turf track is ready, good to go. It should be, I looked ahead at the weather for once, and it should be okay. So I don't foresee any issues. Not going to be overly cold, although the horses like the cold better than the warm. Should be a nice Saturday spring day here in the tri-state area. We will start with race eight at Aqueduct, the Dangerous Hour. Considering it's New York, it's a pretty full field to get a field of eight with a main track only running all the way to the outside. And Dakota Gold, Pioneering Spirit, Equitize, Spirit of St. Louis, who's 8-5 in the morning line for Chad Brown, Manny Franco aboard, Tidal Forces, and all the way to the inside is Mason. You know, pretty competitive field here. I think there's some value to be had. If you believe in Spirit of St. Louis, I think there's some horses underneath you can connect at a price. I personally went all the way to the inside and picked Mason for Chad Brown, Trevor McCarthy on board, and I'm just going to go back to the old race flow. I think he's the lone speed. I think he's got to go from the one post. I think he is going to go. Listen, he likes the distance. He hits the board almost 80% at this distance. I think there's, from where he is on the rail, he's going to have to go. He's run well at the track. He's run well at the distance. 5 for 14 in the career, has hit the board 10 out of 14 times for Mason. This gelding out of Kingsman. Listen, Trevor McCarthy, as I said before the podcast, 1 for 28. Good rider, ran well at Monmouth when he was running at Monmouth. Hasn't really progressed to the rider we hoped, but it's still Chad Brown. It's still a talented horse with good buyers. It's a stakes winner. Mason, lone speed on top, my top pick in the Dangerous Hour. 5 to 1 on the morning line.
Well, it's typical when you're looking at Naira stake races on the turf that you're going to get how many Chad Brown entries. And in this one, you get 3. Monzo ran through them. I went to the horse that is not the longest one, longest shot on the board, and that's Monzo's pick, Mason, who's only 5 to 1. I landed on an improving 4-year-old out of Kingman, Equitize, the 5 for Javier Castellano and Chad Brown. Ascending buyer speed figure, 76, 83, 85. Won an allowance down at Tampa. Familiarity here with Aqueduct, didn't run particularly well in a grade 2 event, was 5 to 1 that day. Has been backed, has really run well. Klarovich Stables down in Tampa, and they bring him obviously up the East Coast. Like the work April 6th at Payson Park. He's got to take a massive step forward in this one. There's no question about it. Because you look at the buyer speed figures, don't really match up when you're looking at Monzo's top pick, Mason. When you're looking at Spirit of St. Louis, who, is coming out of state bred events, but still, 94, 96, 97, 97. I just think it's a 4-year-old that's improving here, that's well bred, and it's Brown and it's Cassiano for the 5 Equitize. That's where I landed, 9 to 2 on the morning line.
Yeah, those are my top two. I picked Mason because of the race flow situation. I just think he's going to have controlling speed. He's going to have to go. I feel like if he doesn't break well, he's going to be in trouble from the post, from the rail. McCarthy's got to send this horse because this is where this horse does his best running. The other horse I kind of liked a little bit of a layoff, and that certainly deters me a little bit. Pioneering Spirit, 4 to 1 on the morning line. Linda Rice, just as good of a trainer as there is. Lascano, who I spoke about last week, riding exceptionally well. 12 for 42 at Aqueduct as of this podcast. Horse that likes to come off the pace, but not dramatically back. Not a horse that's going to be 12 lengths back and make this crazy move late. It's going to be sitting pretty, and I just think the buyer speed figures make sense. If you go back to September, ran 100 buyer in a race with Lescano, beat a couple horses in this field. Makes a lot of sense at 4 to 1. I'm picking the lone speed. You and I both kind of threw out Spirit of St. Louis. To me, it was more the price than anything else. I just don't think that horse is as great horse, solid winner. Hasn't run since October. Has run well at this track, 2 for 2. Run well at this distance. I just don't think the buyer speed figures, the layoff, combined with Manny Franco on board.
You hate Manny Franco.
Make this, if this horse was 3 to 1, I'd certainly give Spirit St. Louis a look. At 8 to 5, at such a short price, to me, is a must bet against. Now, I'm not saying the horse can't win. He could win by open lengths, but with some of the other value out there, especially trained by Chad Brown, I think there's certainly other options.
Yeah, a horse I would use underneath as well. I think that's fair about Spirit of St. Louis. I wouldn't be surprised if Brown runs 1, 2, 3 in this race in any given order. I like Equitize, you like Mason. Wouldn't be surprised Spirit of St. Louis wins. Mason runs second, Equitize runs third. Another horse I would throw in would be the Danny Gargan trainee with Dylan Davis aboard. That being the 7 Dakota Gold. Coming off the layoff, haven't seen him, the 5-year-old gelding, since October. But he's got races in his past that would put him and give him a competitive shot in this field as well. Needs a little bit of pace to run at for sure. He's not going to be necessarily forwardly placed. Has shown speed in the past, but that's going back a couple years now to August up at Saratoga in the New York Stallion Series, where he went wire to wire. Don't necessarily think that's going to be kind of the race antics on Saturday, but Dakota Gold would be one that I'd use underneath. But like I mentioned, it's a stake race on the Naira circuit at Aqueduct on Saturday, and you got 3 Chad Brown horses. And, in any given order, I wouldn't be surprised if he runs first, second, and third.
Moving on to Keeneland, and plenty of great races, and you talked about it. before the pod, or as the podcast started, full fields, good races, great conditions, and we have a little bit of that on Saturday. Race 8 we're going to start which is the Elkhorn, a grade 2 event, a mile and a half on the Keeneland turf, Moose. And, you know, there was a couple of short favorites, Bold Act, 3-2 on the morning line, Frankie Dettori, Charlie Appleby. I thought it was another race that, despite that, very complicated to make a confident pick. I went elsewhere, but, I mean, I know you love the Euros, you love Dettori. Could you get away from the favorite? Did you look elsewhere?
No, that's where I landed, to be honest with you. I know he's 3-2, but, you know, I landed on the horse that's coming out of a race out in Maidan. It's Frankie, who we both love. It's obviously Charlie Appleby, who loves coming stateside and winning these American stake races. It's at Keeneland. You know, really well bred out of New Approach, you know, out of a Dubawi mare. The distance obviously has run a mile and a half, mile and a quarter. Distance obviously not going to be an issue here with this one being a mile and a half. And I think Frankie goes out, who's, you know, had a good run, running out west at Santa Anita and riding out west, I should say. There's a reason why he's hopping on a board this one. That's where I landed the 3-2 shot, the 4 Bold Act.
Yeah, I'm taking a little bit of a chance. I'm going all the way to the outside, the other Appleby horse, and that's the 11 Silver Knot. 8-1 in the morning line, gets Flavian Pratt aboard. Horse I've bet before, has a lot of foundation, has run well at Keeneland going back to 2022 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. I like the additional Lasix. I like the fact that Pratt gets aboard. I like the last workout running a bullet at Keeneland. I think this horse is begging for a mile and a half. I like the price. And I think that this horse will be close up. I don't love deep closers a mile and a half. So this horse I think will be sitting on. Could be the pace for all we know. I trust Flavian Pratt to have a feel for where this horse wants to go. But I think you're getting good value. You're getting an excellent trainer. I mean, basically has hits the board every race with these great turf horses. And I think between these two horses, between, you know, the 3-2 shot, an 8-1, same trainer. I'm going to take a horse that lost to Program Trading, who's a good horse. Lost to Far Bridge, who's a really good horse, and has experience at this track. To me, makes a lot of sense that the price will certainly not disregard or disrespect Bold Act. We'll use those two. Also, want to throw in. So I scroll up here. Want to throw in Highland Chief, who I've bet in the past as well. 5-1 on the morning line. Graham Motion, John Velasquez. Those are my three in this race. But go all the way to the outside, the 11 Silver Knot, a horse I've played in the past.
We've lost money on Silver Knot before.
What'd you say?
We've lost money on Silver Knot before.
And now we're going to win, or at least I'm going to win.
Yeah, you will.
One in the morning line, baby.
Yeah, I can't hop on a board. I mean, maybe I'll throw them. And obviously, if it's your top pick, we're going to play the Appleby Exacta on this one. And Flavian Pratt hops on a board. Another one I found interesting that I'm going to use underneath would be the 10 Miss the Cut. Sadler, Irad Ortiz. You often don't see that kind of combination, but Irad rode him in the San Gabriel in late December, day after Christmas, out at Santa Anita. And I think the fact that they have found the longer distances obviously suits him. You know, 2-for-2 at the distance, 7-for-15 in his lifetime, a son of quality road, has never run at Keeneland, but I think the longer this goes, the better he runs. So I'm going to use the 10, miss the cut for the Irad Ortiz, John Sadler combination and use that underneath as well. Those would be my top two choices, the 4, and then I'll use the 10 and I'll use your 11 as well, because I have healthy respect. Usually you're really good with these. Stake races on the turf. You like Silver Knot. I'll go with you as well.
Race 9. I appreciate that. Race 9, the top of the stretch time, a mile and 3/16 on the Keeneland dirt. And that's the grade 3 Ben Ali for older horses. And I'll tell you this. I went through this race a couple times and I know there's some really good horses, man. I thought this was a difficult one to navigate through and find a winner with any confidence. I know King's Barnes getting a lot of respect at 2-1. But to me, you know, just hasn't run a lot and came back in March, ran well in an allowance race over at Gulfstream. But outside of that, you know, has been off, been injured. Smile Happy has been a money burner since a couple of really good runs. To me, outside of that, I think you had to dig for anybody you felt confident picking. I found somebody, but I'm curious. Did you think the favorite? I know you love Kings Barnes. You bet him last year.
I did. I don't know if I love him on Saturday. You know, I loved him when he won the Louisiana Derby last year. We got 9-2 on Kings Barnes, right? Didn't like him in the Kentucky Derby. Came back, ran okay in the Pegasus at Monmouth, and a successful run. And Luis Saez stays aboard his allowance race at Gulfstream Park. I don't know if I necessarily love him on Saturday. I went to the outside, and I landed on the 9 War Campaign. Phillip Sims, Tyler Gaffalione, over one at the distance, has run 4 times at Keeneland, finished 2nd twice. But I'm looking at this race and I see a scenario where I'm trying to find a little bit of a price. It's 1 3/16. I don't think the son of Declaration of War, I don't think the extra distance is going to be necessarily a negative for him. I really don't. He's got this kind of win one, lose one kind of an aspect of it. He's been training pretty well when you're looking at it over at Keeneland. I love the work April 6th, 4 furlongs and 47 flat, 2nd best out of 131. Had a bullet workout March 8th at Keeneland as well. Coming into this one off a second race off the layoff after a running 2nd over in Oaklawn Park. I went all the way to the outside and landed on the 9 War Campaign, 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, if you think that if you're betting against Kings Barnes and you think Smile Happy is now just the money burner, I took a look at the 1, Time for Trouble, and I'm going back to that April performance of last year in allowance race. And how much better is this field than that field? I'm sure these are classier horses for certain, but that performance here, putting up a really solid buyer at this track, at the distance, gets Flavie and Pratt now. I'm not overly familiar with the trainer. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an expert on Jeff Hiles. But I'm looking at a horse that has won at the distance, has won at this track, is 11 for 30. If there's a little bit of moisture in the ground, it's not going to be an issue. And I think that we'll just sit the trip and we'll make maybe a rail run. I trust Flavie and Pratt to make an early move if he has to. And I'm just looking for some value. I think Kings Barnes will be overbet. I think Smile Happy will be overbet. My issue with War Campaign, who I did like as well, was that horse's success as of late has come on the slop. So yeah, if it's not wet, I'll have a little concern. Now, there's always potential rain in the forecast at Keeneland, so could work out to his benefit. The same thing can be said for Time for Trouble, who's 3-for-3 on the wet dirt. But I see a horse with some value. I see a horse that has won at this track, and I really looked back at that performance, and it was, the horse grinded down the stretch, beat a good field, comes out of some stakes races, is versatile, has run on the turf, has run at Kentucky Downs. At 6-1, Time for Trouble, my top pick. I will use War Campaign as well and Smile Happy at 3-1, who I don't think is going to win, but always, can hit the board in a race like this where clearly, in my opinion, is not running against the likes of Saudi Crown, Money Supply, Westville Power. So it gets away from some of those horses. And that includes even the great Rich Strike, who won the Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. So all the way to the inside, Time for Trouble, 6-1 on my morning line.
Like that.
What I found in these two races was, I was able to navigate an 8-1 shot and a 6-1 shot. And if I get lucky on just one of those, I'm going to have a pretty good day.
Yeah, you're going to have a good day. I like that. I could see it. I mean, listen, you look at this. You look at this 9th race at Keeneland. You mentioned it about Smile Happy being a money burner. It's King's Barnes. It's a little bit of a projection. Had success in Louisiana Derby at 1 3/16, but that's going back a year ago now. What version of King's Barnes are we going to get on Saturday? Then you've got Dynamic One. You've got Happy American. Wanted to give a little bit of a different feel. That's why I went with War Campaign, but it's a fair criticism in terms of his success coming over. Tracks have a little bit of moisture in them. I don't know if we're necessarily going to get that on Saturday. Would not be all that surprised if Kings Barnes wins it, obviously 2-1 on the morning line. I do like your selection as well. I thought a little creative, but trying to find a little bit of value, and I could go along with that too.
make sure you follow us on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and we'll tweet out picks. I saw Moose last week, just pumping up picks on Twitter, on social.
I did. I know. I was all over. I'm trying to walk the dog.
You had some time to tweet out picks.
I did. Well, I thought you'd be proud of me. I thought you'd get a pat on the back. I was like, look at that.
You found the send button. It was nice.
You're such a thing. Thank you, Mons. I appreciate that.
Well, listen, everybody, good luck. Your best bet of these 3 days. Now, you know, we have a good stakes race at Aqueduct to a Keeneland. I think you're going to really like the horse in race eight in the Elkhorn. But can you look elsewhere as a best bet?
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I are going to go against one another. I'm going to land on my Brown pick at the Aqueduct race. I like Equitize. I think he's an improving 4-year-old. I think it's one of those races where you get him now before he really flourishes and develops. You know, a British bred, no reason to think that he won't improve on Saturday. I think he will. And I think, you know, that you and I think are probably going to go head to head. It's hard for me to give, you know, a 3-2 shot as my best bet in Bold Act. I think he's obviously the most likeliest winner of all the three races that we had, but I mean, that's not saying anything. I mean, he's 3-2 on the morning line. It's Frankie Dettori and it's Charlie Appleby and it's Godolphin. So those connections are spot on.
My topic will be Mason on the day at 5-1 on the morning line. And we'll be against each other. However, last week we did this and we hit a nice exacta. So let's try doing that again at Aqueduct, right?
We did. Who had the winner?
You had the winner. Well done.
Who had the winner?
But I had the higher price.
Roses for Deborah or something like that?
I had the Wesley Ward horse, the other Wesley Ward horse.
Yes, that's right.
Love Rains.
Love Rains, yes.
I most will enjoy. Best of luck. Hit some winners.
That's good luck, everybody.
Accounts. Any money you make, bring it over to the Bet Rivers app and play some tremendous casino games. Make sure you're checking all the podcasts on the Bet Rivers Network. And we will speak to you guys next week. Moose, good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.